Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standing Right Here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. And you really do. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. You need to understand. Okay, some of you, I know you hate this. I keep telling you, you got to read a little bit. You got to read a little bit. Whether you want to or not, you got to read a little bit. Won't kill you, I promise. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to have Senator Ted Harvey on with us, and he's the chairman of the committee to defund the president's super PAC on a new Biden ad, you know, airing in Times Square today. It was great. And when you look at the timing of some of this stuff, it's just hilarious. Now, Senator Harvey's been on the show before. And, again, he's one of the founders of the Committee to Defend the President. You know, I don't think you guys really understand at times how much money it takes. What it really takes to get the information out. I know everybody wants to get money out of politics. Everybody talks about, you got to get the money out of politics with big bucks. Well, there's big bucks in politics. Look, in Los Angeles alone, it can cost you a couple million dollars to simply put an ad in the LA market, as they call it. And it's not cheap. You can't even cheat. It's just not cheap. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I always like to say. And that's a big part of it. Is you want to make sure, you do want to make sure that we're not just spewing, and again, I know some of you have heard this a million times, right? But you don't want to just spew the party line. Don't use the party or the party talking points as a filler. I hate it. It makes me nuts. Now, you got Democrats that are looking right now at breaking ranks when it comes to, you know, voting to impeach the president. And you've got guys like who was Senator Manchin, and a few others. That though they don't like everything that went down, they're starting to realize that there's nothing here. There's nothing that other presidents haven't done. A lot of this is hearsay. Even the whistleblower was nowhere near this thing when it happened. There's just too many things going on. And I think the other thing that's happened is Manchin's from West Virginia. He's seen the overreach that's going on in Virginia with, you know, gun laws and all kinds of other things. And he started to get nervous, as well he should. So West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, he publicly broke with the rest of his party in an appearance on Morning Joe. He revealed that he's open to calling Hunter Biden as a witness, if that's who President Trump's impeachment team wants to call. Now, when he was pressed by the co-host, Willie Geist, said if the younger Biden was a relevant witness, the Mountain State politician said, I think he is. I don't have a problem there because this is why we're here, Manchin continued. I mean, think about it. At least he's willing to look at all sides of it. I don't look at it. I was originally open to them bringing in witnesses. But I would say, unless they agree to have Schiff come up and speak, as he's been doing off and on all day. No wonder my stomach's been upset off and on all day. But you get Schiff up there and speak. Get them all in there. Get Biden in there. Get Schiff in there. Get little Jerry Nadler in there. And let's find out what Schiff actually knew and when. Let's find out for real if he's been lying to us all this time. Not that he would tell us the truth even under oath. So I would love to see some of these witnesses come forward. I think it would be a great thing. I think some of these guys would be dying. And they're so frustrated. You can see it, Schumer, when he comes to the mic, when he comes to the podium. You can see it with Nancy Pelosi, just beside herself. So my attitude is, hey, look, bring them in. If that's what we need to do, bring them in. But make sure we bury them with the information we give them, that we put out there. Let's make sure that we embarrass them enough that we have senators from the left jumping up and saying, all right, let's shut it down. Let's stop. Yeah, let's see if do I have time to do this. Yeah. This I thought was interesting. I actually really like the story. Gorsuch wrote a piece where he rebuked the lower courts. You know what for? This is about time. He rebukes the lower courts for doing nationwide injunctions. He basically says you have no right to do that. The gist of the article is the fact that we're seeing more and more and more of these things come about. And what Gorsuch is saying is that when you put an injunction out there, when California brings an injunction or brings a lawsuit, and you put an injunction against the Trump administration doing something there in California, well, guess what? Kentucky may not have the same feeling you do. You have no right to have an injunction spread to Kentucky or New Jersey or Florida or wherever. And he says, you know, it's okay to grant a stay or something like that in your area, in the area the lawsuit is brought in. But that's where it stops. He said and this was a 5-4 decision, by the way. Let me read you a bit of the story here. So in another 5-4 decision, and you know how I feel about those. 5-4 decisions are partisan. Make me crazy. That court is not supposed to be partisan. That court is not supposed to look at the Constitution as a living, breathing argument that is ever-changing. And that's been proven over and over and over again. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously, you're going to enjoy it. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us and you're involved and engaged. I want you involved and engaged, whether you're in the chat room or on Facebook or sending me emails to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And again, being involved, being engaged in the conversation. Do not spew the party line. Never spew the party line. Make sure you're informed. Make sure you know what's going on. And that's really the best way to win an argument or to state your case. When you start throwing out there, Twitter comments and stuff like that, it's over. In my mind's eye, you lose. Anyway, trying to watch. You know, you can tell I'm a little on edge. I've been watching bits and pieces. I can't even listen to Schiff anymore. Every time he comes on to speak, I have to lower the volume. I can't handle his voice anymore because of the amount of lies and garbage and twisting that they have to do to try to make a case that just isn't real. Now, I've invited Senator Ted Harvey on the phone with me, and he's from Colorado, and he's also the, are you the founder and chairman of the Committee to Defend the President?
Yes.
All right. And tell people a little bit about the Committee to Defend the President, how long it's been around, and what you've been able to do, because I met you at CPAC a few years back.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on.
There isn't
enough money for you to be able to protect that man. I told you that a few years ago, but... Go ahead.
We actually started the PAC as the Stop Hillary PAC back in 2013 before Hillary even got into the race.
She stopped herself. We didn't really need to do that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think we helped a great deal.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. No.
We knew the Democrats were going to lie, cheat, and steal to make sure that she got won the nomination and that she would be the next president. Little did we know that they would enlist the help of the FBI, the NSA, and the CIA, and all the foreign intelligence community around the world to make sure that she won. But, you know, after all the investigations that's taken place over the last several years, that is exactly what happened. And still, despite all of that, Donald Trump beat her in 2016, and the left literally freaked out and had a national temper tantrum on college campuses all over the country the very next day. And I would argue that was not spontaneous. That was coordinated and well-funded. And they've been doing it ever since. I mean, they've been, whether it's a Mueller investigation or whether it's this scam impeachment that's going on right now, they are doing everything they can to try to mark up the president, if not try to throw him out of office. And when we saw the left totally freaking out after the election, we changed the name of our PAC to the Committee to Defend the President. And since then, we've grown to become the largest pro-Trump PAC in the country. We have a humongous grassroots following around the country, and we raise a lot of money to defend the president and fight back against the left and the media, and but also to elect allies to Congress who we need to have in there to make sure that we can push the Trump agenda forward, but also to protect the president in the likes of these impeachment hearings that are going on in the United States Senate. We spent a lot of money to make sure the Republicans kept the Senate in 2018. And so we're continuing to have that fight, and we are looking forward to the November election because I think the president's going to do very well.
You know, I look at all these, and I'm not making fun of your PACs, so don't take it that way, but I look at all these PACs out there that are fighting for different things. You find yourself, I won't say at odds with, but doing the same things with some of these other PACs that are out there. Do you, or you have a specific goal and you deal with things in a specific way? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I would argue we are the most successful, the most aggressive PAC out there that is fighting the fight. I don't see any other PACs out there defending the president nearly as much and as aggressively as we are. As can be seen to this right now, if you go down to Times Square in New York City, we have a billboard going on that says subpoena Biden, and it has him speaking at that conference where he says that, you know, he said, fire this investigator who's looking into my son, or you're not going to get the $1 billion in aid that you want. And we're saying he needs to be subpoenaed, he needs to be brought before Congress, and he needs to testify under oath to tell the American people exactly what was going on. Because if you watched Pam Bondi's closing comments over the weekend, she did an incredible job of showing why the president should have been concerned about the corruption that was going on with Burisma in the Ukraine, and why the U.S. federal government should have been concerned about that and looking into that, whether he was a candidate for the United States president or whether he was just an ex-vice president.
Right.
We should be looking into that. And we are aggressively pushing the envelope on every issue out there to bring it to the Americans' attention why the left is so corrupt and why it needs to be investigated and why this president needs to be defended against all of these salacious attacks that are completely false.
What I love is when I start looking at some of the news postings and the articles and the headings and what have you. You look at the Huffington, obviously. You look at the Huffington Post, CNN, MSNBC. All of them talk about how Dershowitz embarrassed himself and how bad the team is for the president. And they didn't make their case. And then you look over at Fox and a few others, and they're talking about what a great job Dershowitz did and the damage that the president's counsel is doing to the Democrats. I'm going, my God, when you can't get one positive thing said about either side, this is nothing. This is truly a political game, and more so than our founding fathers ever had in mind. Don't you agree?
Well, without a doubt. I don't think, they talked about this during the discussions about the impeachment and how it could be weaponized by the party in power in the House of Representatives to use it purely for political purposes to mark up a candidate going into the next election. And the Democrats have done that in spades with this impeachment hearing. They come forward with articles of impeachment that don't have a single crime listed in their articles of impeachment, because there wasn't a crime. Yet they're using it because they have the votes to do so. And I debate this issue across the country every day on television and radio with the left, and they never can come forward with an example of what the president has done that wasn't illegal. Because wasn't anything.
Or that they can prove. They keep accusing him of certain things. And even in their own hearing, they couldn't get any evidence behind it. We're going to take a quick break. Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with former Senator Ted Harvey right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The crash that killed Kobe Bryant and 8 other people will likely spur on the Federal Aviation Administration to begin requiring safety systems that are currently on certain helicopters that fly America's skies. Bryant, his teenage daughter Gianna, and seven other people were killed when the helicopter crashed near Malibu. The pilot had 8,200 hours of flying time and was deemed instrument rated, which means he should have been capable of flying in low visibility conditions, relying only on information from the helicopter's gauges. The NTSB is investigating the cause of the crash, and the bodies of the dead have all been recovered from the wreckage on a rugged hillside. The fatal accident rate for helicopters in the U.S. was less than 1 per 100,000 flight hours in 2019, according to the U.S. Helicopter Safety Team, which tallied 24 accidents, claiming a total of 55 lives. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website, right? Do it right now. Head up to the website, unless you're driving. Don't head up to the website if you're driving. Anyway, head up to the website, and what I want you to do is give me your email address. It's really simple. Give me an email address. We send out one email a week. I let you know what's going on in the show, what's happening, and you know, you can decide to listen or not listen. If you don't like the email thing, some of you said I'd rather have text alerts. Then it's real simple. Just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and that way you'll get the information, you'll let you know who's coming on and what we're going to be talking about. Former Colorado Senator Ted Harvey joins me, and we're talking about protecting the president. And more than that, we're talking about the impeachment. There's so much going on. We'll probably be together here for about 5 hours now. So, again, Senator, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it so much.
You bet. My pleasure.
All right. Let's just say we were talking during the break about something, and that was, first of all, I think Schiff should be brought in. I think he should be interrogated, okay? Not deposed, but actually interrogated. Here's a man for the last 3 years that has been telling us that he saw, now maybe I'm way off on this, you can help me out. He saw with his own eyes proof, evidence that the president colluded with Russia. He's been saying that for over 3 years, right?
Yeah.
So I have two ways of looking at this. One is, if he actually saw that, and he's not giving that to the FBI or whoever he needs to give it to, then that's treasonous, is it not? He's allowing somebody who actually used a foreign government to rig an election. That's treason. If not, then he's a liar. He needs to go, right?
Well, he wasn't the only one. You had Bremer and you had Clapper on television, on CNN, saying that the president was a traitor, that he was working with the Russians, that he was an agent, a Russian agent, and would destroy our country. Talk about irresponsible and out of control. But you also had the media completely parroting and continue to completely parrot all of this BS. I was going to be much more rude than that on radio, so I washed it up.
Thank you.
That It is ridiculous that the media is such in the tank for the Democrats on this issue, when the Democrats continually be shown time and time and time again to be complete and total liars, and the media is then, you know, shown to be complete and total liars, yet they don't back away and say, why are we destroying the journalism simply to try to get rid of this president? You had the New York Times do an editorial 2 years ago saying, we don't care about journalistic integrity in any way whatsoever. Our sole goal is to bring down this president. That was their editorial.
Yep.
And now we're supposed to believe them when they come forward at the very last minute, at the end of the trial, of an impeachment trial of the president of the United States, and they come forward with a non-sourced leak about a book that might be coming out. I mean, this is outrageous that the media has put themselves in this situation. And you know, God bless the president, because he has been incredibly successful in the 3 years that he's been in office, despite all of this BS that he's having to deal with.
Well, I think it's because he doesn't. I think it's because he doesn't care. Don't run over that. I tell people all the time, it's not he's been successful because they're so bad. He's been successful because he doesn't care. He doesn't chase them around. He doesn't chase around every story. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you feel this way, but I always said, prior presidents got up every morning, and their communications team got up to scour the newspapers to see what they were saying about the president. I believe that this president has flipped that. The newspapers are looking every morning. The media outlets are looking to see what he said about them. He's putting them on the defensive, isn't he?
That's exactly right. And he's running in circles around them, and he is destroying them. When you look at the viewership for CNN, it is, you know, embarrassing.
It's below the Hallmark Channel. My God.
Yes.
The all-white wedding channel. That's what they're about. Oh, God.
And God bless him. I mean, he's got, I don't know what it is now, 70 million followers on Twitter. Completely goes around the media. CNN, yeah. I think, has 2 million viewers a day, and the president has 72 million followers on Twitter. He is totally changing the landscape on how this works, and hopefully the Republicans out there that are running for office at every level are learning something from this, because I've been involved in politics since the 1980s. I worked in the Reagan White House doing just that, getting up at
okay. Somebody muted there. Somebody. There you go.
Sorry about that. I used to get up every morning and see how the media was reacting.
Right.
What the president's was in the media every day. That's what I did when I was in the Reagan White House. But every president, whether it's George Bush or candidate McCain or candidate Romney, every time, all they are doing, every time they get yelled at by the media and say you're a racist or a homophobe or whatever, they go back into the fetal position and they're saying, don't beat on me, don't beat on me. And finally, we have a president that's standing up and saying, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to punch you back every time you make these radical accusations, and he's winning. And hopefully Republican candidates around the country are looking to that and saying, it's time to fight back.
Well, you are more optimistic than I am. I've been dealing with politics for probably 15, 18 years now. I've been working with the Republican Party in California all that time. I watch us eat our own on a regular basis. And it makes me crazy. Matter of fact, I was one of the thorns in their flesh in the beginning. And when I got elected, they couldn't figure out how. All right? And so, you know, it's just standing by your principles. We do not stand for our principles. Look at what's happening in the Senate right now. I mean, you've got people that are hemming and hawing on whether they're going to vote to impeach or not impeach. You've got Republicans saying that, you know, they don't know if they want to bring in witnesses or not. I mean, seriously, I don't understand the way we operate.
Well, remember, like I said, it was candidate Romney that fell back into the fetal position for literally a year and allowed the media to define who he was as a rich, out of out of touch white guy before he finally woke up and said, okay, I'm going to start defending myself in the last 6 weeks of the election. But by that point, the narrative was already made, and that's exactly what he's doing here. He is just kowtowing to the left so he doesn't appear to be associated with the president that the media hates. Well, you look at the polls, 90% of the American of the Republican constituents out there love this president. They don't want him to be impeached. They don't. They are sick and tired of the media and the Democrats trying to destroy him. And here's Romney once again placating to the media and the left because he wants to be their hero.
Right, and, you know, he genuinely doesn't like the president. I mean, he genuinely doesn't like the guy, doesn't like the way he speaks. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, the president tore him up on several occasions. And even inviting him to the Trump Tower to discuss a place for him in the administration, I don't believe he was ever going to give a place in the administration. But that's just my own personal opinion. You know, we were talking about earlier the depositions and Schiff. I have no, I mean, as a human being, he deserves respect. But other than that, as a legislator, none. Absolutely. I wouldn't allow that man to be a dog catcher. You know, I mean, seriously. Well, I don't want Nancy Pelosi to call me and give me heck for calling him something else. But you brought up the point that there was actually 18 witnesses. There was actually 18 depositions, but we only heard about 17. Why wouldn't we not hear about the other one?
Right. And the other one was the Inspector General for the Justice Department, who was sitting in and testified on what actually happened with the whistleblower and their communications within the intelligence community. And because it was probably exculpatory, that testimony has not been released to the American people. And if I were those senators today filling out little cards to give to the Supreme Court justice to read to the managers, that would have been my card. That would have been what I said. What I asked
said,
is I want the transcript from that 18th witness.
Yeah, I would too. Listen, you called him a whistleblower, but technically he's a non-whistleblower. We'll discuss that on the other side of the break. Show me senior host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Be involved in the conversation. Seriously. Get involved. Get engaged. It's the only way to get informed. Don't just read the stuff that comes across your phone or across your iPad, whatever you got. You really have to do some of your own homework. And earlier we were talking about how many Twitter followers the president has. 71 million. And when you think about that number, right, 71 million followers. Think about when he does 2, 3, 4 Twitter blast tweets, and people retweet those. I mean, he is reaching over half the country every time he does a tweet in most cases, or half the awake country. And I love the nasties that I see all over the place. That if I was him, I would just laugh at them. I wouldn't be poking them as much, because you don't have to. You drop one bomb in there, they run with it, and they usually end up eating themselves up. Anyway, I've got former Colorado Senator Ted Harvey on the line with me, and he's the chairman of the Committee to Defend the President, and it's been a pleasure, Senator. I'm glad you came on with me tonight.
Well, likewise. Thanks for having me on. It's been a blast.
Okay, let me put you on the hot seat. Who gets the nod on the Democrat side? That's considering that they're going to try to steal it from Bernie.
Bloomberg.
Come on.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're the first I've heard say that. The guy is out of touch with himself.
You watch. Yeah. I think that it is going to be one of the most amazing primaries since, I don't know, 2016 in the Republican primary.
Wow.
You're going to have the left eat themselves alive in the first four primary states. And then you're going to go to Super Tuesday, where Michael Bloomberg, who's a 70 billionaire, is spending billions of dollars in these Super Tuesday states, and there is no way that Biden can keep up with that, and certainly no way Bernie can keep up with that when they're spending all of their money in the first four states.
Wow.
And I think that Bloomberg, he right now, there, I saw a headline today, I didn't read the article, but he's in second place in Florida, Bloomberg is. So,
are these people on drugs? Are they not paying attention to what he's saying he's going to do to them?
But you look at how bad the other candidates are. I mean, this is the worst field of candidates I've ever seen in my entire life. The reason why the 2016 primary was so amazing on the Republican side is because we had some pretty decent candidates all the way around. I don't care which one you got behind. They were a legitimate presidential candidate. Not one of these Democrat candidates that's running has any reason to be on the playing field. I mean, they're all so failed on so many ways, and then they're so radical on the left that they are offending moderate Democrats and moderate unaffiliateds who are saying, I'm sorry, that's not the Democrat Party of my parents and grandparents, and they're not going to vote for them. But you have a successful businessman like Bloomberg, and that's what he has to give to the American people, and he's not really saying what his radical leftist ideas are. He's just saying, I'm a businessman who's not taking money. That's going to appeal to a lot of the moderate Democrats out there that aren't going to vote for the Bernie Sanders socialist policies that everybody in the Democrat Party is running on.
You don't think that that's a fact that he is, especially on the left, you know, who hate rich people? Remember, this is what I love about this, and I know everybody's saying it, but it's so true. They hate old, white, rich guys, and yet their top three candidates are what? Old, white,
yeah.
rich guys. So they're playing with a different – obviously, they're playing with a different dictionary than we are, but still, I look at this.
You look at who they are. I mean, Joe Biden, he can't put two sentences together. Bernie Sanders actually is the most articulate and passionate and honest of all of the candidates, because he truly does believe in the socialist principles that he is espousing. I think everybody else is just espousing them because they're trying to get Bernie's votes. But in the end, they're going to all split the votes amongst all of the leftists who hate, you know, rich
right.
white guys. And then you're going to be left with those that are somewhat rational, and they're saying there's no way we're going to support these guys, and they're not going to have the ground game that Bloomberg has. Bloomberg has been working on a network of anti-gun moms around the country for a decade, and they have that whole apparatus in place.
Well, Bloomberg was the one that
he's going to mess up the Democrat primary.
Bloomberg was the one that got Katie Hill elected in my area, and he dropped 20 some odd million dollars here. We've never seen that kind of money in this district before, even from the Republicans.
Right.
And Buck McKeon had this area sewn up for years. So we have that kind of money. Yes, it's very, very hard to win a race. But I don't believe the money does it all. I really don't. I think that when you look at what, you know, look at President Trump and look at Hillary Clinton, outspent. What did she spend? $9 billion? No, I'm sorry, I'm exaggerating. $6 billion.
You can't make that argument, because Trump had name recognition that was beyond, that was matched Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
And he'd been in everybody's living room for 13 years with The Apprentice. Everybody that's yours and my age have been following his hotel business and his book business. I think a better example to your point is John Strayer. I don't know how many hundreds of millions of dollars he's put into this race thus far, and I don't know of any Democrat who even knows his name or would even pick him out in the lineup.
You're right. All right, so somebody has called you out and sent me a link to the 2020 Democratic president. Yeah, I know. Right, whatever. To the presidential 2020 presidential nomination numbers for the Democrats, obviously, because I'm not concerned on the Republican side. But in every poll, for the most part, across the board, it's showing Biden and Sanders in the top two. And Sanders only jumps over Biden by very, very small numbers, except in New Hampshire. In Iowa, he's ahead by 3 points.
Yeah.
In Nevada, Biden's got Sanders beat by five. I mean, in some of these, Bloomberg doesn't even show up. Are you saying he's going to blitz those last five?
I said the first four states,
right,
which is Iowa, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Nevada. Bloomberg isn't playing in those states.
Okay.
So he's not going to appear in any of those polls. But you wait till Super Tuesday after those candidates you just rattled off have spent all of their money in those four important first states, and you have Super Tuesday and Bloomberg spent a bazillion dollars, it's going to rattle the entire Democrat primary. Mark my words.
I'm not saying you're right or wrong. And I'm not a poll guy. If you've listened to the show for any length of time, I'm really not a poll guy, so I get a big kick when people send me stuff. Because polls are, you know, a shot in a moment of time, right? And people are victims of their last conversation and the last thing they saw on Twitter. So I don't give them a whole bunch of... Let me stick your other foot in the hole now. What's his chances of becoming president against Donald Trump?
Zero.
That's what I thought.
Zero.
Well, at least we're on the same page there. But I tell you what, wouldn't you love to see, now you got me all riled up, wouldn't you love to see Bloomberg and Trump on the same stage? Wouldn't that be great?
Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
But
I would love to see, Trump up there with any of these candidates.
Oh, yeah.
When Bloomberg has gone around the country and saying, I want to outlaw guns. I mean, that's essentially one of his positions.
Right.
I want to outlaw guns.
Yep.
You say that in every state other than California, New York, and Illinois, and you're going to be run out of town on a spike. I mean, look what's going on in Virginia. Those are fighting words.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a guy who wants to outlaw big gulp cokes. He did as mayor. He's taken some incredibly radical, over-the-top, abusive positions.
Stupid.
I would love to see him have to defend those to the American people because Trump would crush him. The Democrats and unaffiliated alike would run him out of town. We had the Democrats when they took over control here in Colorado. They pushed through radical gun bills. A Democrat who represented Pueblo, Colorado, which is about 70% Democrat district, they recalled her just because she sponsored those gun bills. And it's in a 70% Democrat district here in Colorado. That would be emblematic of the way it's going to look across the country if Michael Bloomberg got elected.
No, I agree with you. That's why I think listen, when you sit there and say the poor people, we should make sure the poor people don't get money because they'll buy stuff that'll hurt themselves. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to be on Trump's communication team if Bloomberg was running for, if Bloomberg wins. Because you could have I could have a field day putting out commercials on and or with him. Okay, one last thing. We're up against it in a minute. I got to tell you, the one thing I love about Bernie Sanders, you know what he's going to do. He tells
That's
you
right.
He's honest about what he wants to do and
he
how he's going to do. So at least he doesn't
and
lie
he
to you.
It. Yeah.
All right.
You listen to any of the other candidates out there espouse these radical socialist positions, and they can barely get the words out of their mouth because they realize what a train wreck fiscally it would be on our economy. But Bernie doesn't care. He's all in.
He's going to double our tax burden. He's going to double our debt, but we need to do that to help the little people. Anyway, hey, it's been a pleasure having you on with me. We'll have you back again, I am sure. Since he got me wound up, next hour, we're going to talk about all the abusive conversations that Bloomberg has had. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to Joe Messina on The Real Side. Don't go far.